Well, one thing I wanted to mention before I have a word of prayer, just in the way of an announcement. 4 weeks from yesterday evening and then through the week is our annual Victory Conference. This year it's True Identity, and the material that is going to be given is very practical. It's going to be dealing with all the different issues that people face from their past and the pressures of our present culture, and how you grapple with those spiritually. I just feel like if there's one conference that would be worth you taking the time, there's sessions from 9 till 4:30 during Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with full notes. It would be worth trying to work it out to be as much of that as possible. Tuesday will be very, very important because Dr. Jim is going to lay out all that he's been researching and learning on all of these hidden things in our hearts that we don't realize is affecting our lives and creating the habits that we have. And so I feel like if you can get to Tuesday at least, but then it all unfolds as to the right perspective to have. So I just want to mention that we won't have face-to-face that day on Tuesday because of the conference.
What is the date?
The date's the first full week of March, so it's something, oh boy, I should know, I got it right here. It is the Victory Conference, March 2 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's this one that gets right down to where everybody lives. In fact, you will find out if you come to the conference why you have some of the present struggles that you have and that you're not attacking the right issue to solve the problem. That's what you're going to be finding out, and it's very helpful. We had a lot of our folks here have been helped by the different material that's been given over the last year and a half in particular, but I just wanted to mention that. And you can go online and it'll direct you to the Victory. You can go on Victory Conference. I don't know how exactly what the address is there, but and you can have the material there online, so you're certainly welcome to be part of that. But that's 4 weeks away, but you have to plan ahead to be able to. There is full nursery, by the way, for children during that time, morning and afternoon. And then the evening services will be, I believe, just a tremendous encouragement to you. There's nothing like rejoicing with people from all over the country. That's just a special blessing. So, well, let's pray. Lord, would you bless our time together today? I pray that you will work in these moments that we have to look into your word. Thank you for the study on who you are. And Lord, these final couple of times, would you give us insight from your very heart, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me mention, as a way of prayer, my aunt was taken by emergency 911 last night to Frederick, and she did have a mild heart attack. It was an actual heart attack. So, however, the damage is minimal, if any. But I'm going to be going over there in just a little bit again to try to determine if anything else should be done and so forth. But she's doing well overall today. She's in ICU at Frederick, so we're thankful. Turned out really well for her age. Anyway, I just appreciate your prayer for wisdom for me on, because I make those decisions for her so that I would know what to do. And Mrs. Criswell was right there to call 911. She contacted us before she did it, but appreciate everybody's help on that. And so we're thankful for the Lord's goodness. All right, our theme today is My God is the Counselor. And we all need counsel, and we all are wise to get counsel. But as she mentions in this short little lesson, that what she has found in her study of the attributes of God and knowing God and all the different facets about relationship with God, she has learned that God will continually counsel us individually, along with, of course, the biblical counsel we get from preaching, teaching, and straight out counsel. But one of the joys of the Christian life is that we can 7 days a week grow. we can actually move forward. You know, one of the misnomers of the Christian life is that it's sort of like this, down, then back up, then down, then back up. And a lot of people think of it that way. And the Christian life should be steps of faith up, 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 up. Now, obviously, you can easily go down, but if you are walking with God on a moment-by-moment, daily basis, you're not going to have a dip that's very major. And you are immediately going to settle that by the grace of God, learn from it, and keep moving forward. And so every person here has the ability to truly grow because you have everything you need in the Word of God and the one who wrote the Word. And who's that? Spirit of God. And where does He dwell? In the life of a believer, in your very heart. So you have illumination of the truth that you need. And so, though we need the gifting of other people, and don't you appreciate in a church the gifting of others that help you and strengthen you, and then of course the teaching and preaching like we're doing right now, it is wonderful to know that you have what you need to counsel yourself. Now, it's not good to out loud talk to yourself, okay? I mean, I realize that's not understood well by other people. It's a little strange, but there is something about talking to yourself, you know? And if you could just square yourself around more than you do, you'd be in a lot less trouble. Self-quit that, you know, that's unbiblical. And but you know, there is a lot of truth to stepping back in your spiritual and emotional perspective and look at something and get a biblical perspective, change how you're thinking, and really within a few minutes go the other direction. When you learn to do that, the consistency begins to come. We almost have this predisposition to we get down, we get bummed out about something, and we just let the natural course of events go, and we finally turn around after we hit our head against the wall. Well, that's sort of sad. You know, your head can only take hitting the wall so many times, you know. It's a whole lot better to have God deal with you, see what the Word of God says, stop that kind of thinking by the grace of God, get the answer, and then move forward. In fact, every day can be an exciting, dynamic day of growth. Every day you ought to be able to finish. That's why journaling is so important. We talk about the journaling and the Christ Walk Journal or other kind of journals, RU Journal. It becomes a record of God teaching you. It's a record of how God has worked and faith steps that you're taking. And it becomes a written diary of the transformation that God is doing in your life. And so she talks about being able to recognize wrong thinking and apply from the Lord what she knows about God to solve my problems. Psalm 119:24. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Psalm 16:7. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. You go through Proverbs and you will find over and over and over about the matter of the wisdom and instruction that God has given to us. Did you know everything you need to know about life is right here? You have every nuance and angle that you need. And the Spirit of God will teach it to you, and He will then apply it to you and guide you in very specific, subjective ways based upon the objective truth. So you're not, what I'm trying to say is you got to get out of the mentality, I'm just sort of lost out here. You know, and sometimes you just get hit hard with something and you need someone to come alongside. That's biblical. That's how God works. But on the everyday basis, you don't need to feel like you're spinning. You really need to know, I've got what I need. Start the day with the Lord. Take an extended time in prayer. The hour with God is a great thing to do. and then throughout the day, continue to learn and grow and read godly books. Even messages at your disposal to listen to. Keep meditating on truth. And I tell you, it's amazing. Some of the most profound things that I've learned in my life did not come from hearing someone. It was just meditation. And God clearly gave the truth I needed at that moment. So every person can be a counselor to themselves, because we have the counselor. In fact, what does the word comforter mean? Anybody know? One called alongside, he actually is the one who counsels us. He convicts, he convinces of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He gives us wisdom. He is the one that meets our needs. He's the paraclete, which means called alongside. He's right there to give us what we need when we need it. I would like to give you just a simple little perspective. Every morning when you start the day and you're praying, acknowledge the Holy Spirit as a person. I take at least a couple of minutes to meditate on the Spirit alone. I meditate on the Father, and then the Son, and then the Spirit. But thank Him, He. He's not a force. He's not an it. He is a He, okay? And He is in you, and He is personally wanting to lead and guide you. Aren't you comforted, especially if you're in a troubled situation and somebody you really trust comes and is with you for a little bit? It means a lot. You know, if you've been through a grieving process with many, Mitch, most of you probably have been, don't you appreciate it when there's that person that you know that really loves you and they don't even say anything, they just come and they sit. They're just right there. And then if you need something, they'll do it. If you need to ask them a question, you don't feel funny, it's just, they're called alongside. I mean, they're right there to meet your need. And that is exactly what the Holy Spirit, He is there all the time. Think about that. You're never alone. You never are spinning out of control. You never are in a place where you don't have what you need. You have every bit of knowledge and wisdom that you need at your disposal. That's really shouting ground when you think about it. And think how many Christians are lonely. Think how many Christians feel lost when there's no reason for that, because you have the powerful Creator God in you, and He manifests Jesus to you and manifests the Father. It is a tremendous reality, and we need to understand that. Now, she mentioned something here that is very important, and that is that one of the side effects of learning to counsel yourself is the fact that once you learn truth, you can now tell that truth to somebody else. You don't have to take a master's in counseling, okay? It doesn't hurt if it's, well, I tell you, most masters in counseling, forget it. I really, there's too much pop psychology in most of them. But anyway, you don't have to have super training courses, though those can be helpful. There's some good ones out there. All you need to do is relate what you know the Bible says and what God has taught you. Remember, we're able to comfort people wherewith we have been comforted. And when you learn a truth, as you go through a trial, when God grows you, when God gives you what you need, now you've got a whole repertoire of truth to be able to share with somebody else. That's the beauty of the Christian life. As you grow, then you help others grow. And that's why keep track of how God teaches you. Journal, 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 because then you can go back. Now, I have to be careful, because sometimes I'll preach and if I don't go write down what God taught me, and I'm fully prepared, but then all of a sudden there's an angle, and I finish saying, wow, that was not me, that was the Lord, just gave exactly what was needed. I want to write that down while I can remember what I said. It's really bad when you have to go back and listen to your own message to write down what you said, you know, that's... that has happened, but it's just exciting. God does that for every one of us.
Do you listen to yourself on the radio?
No, I do not. I don't tune myself in. I should, I suppose. Every so often I'll hear myself. We, Wayne likes to listen to me at 7 o'clock on Sunday mornings, you know, and so I'll come back up. Well, thank you, Joan. That's comforting. I appreciate that. Oh, my. But, well, you can imagine. Can you imagine listening to a recording of yourself? You know, that just is very, very humbling. I don't care how well you've done. You don't sound like you think you sound. And, you know, you can think, man, I really did well on that. Then you listen to it and think, well, I could have done better for sure, you know. So, but it is good to critique yourself. That is true. But, you know, I always tell Wayne, who in the world is that on the radio? Because he always gets a kick out of that. He says, yeah, that's you. And I said, yeah, it is. So anyway. But everyone here can counsel. Not that you're known as a major counselor, but God's going to bring people into your life. And so the more you grow, the more you got to give. That's why you want to grow, so you can give. Remember, it's, remember in our discovery Bible studies, it's what's the final thing? Obey, share, 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 okay? And by the way, I can tell you this as a preacher teacher, when you speak it to somebody else, you got it. When you speak it several times, you really got it. And I love to preach the same message somewhere else or get to articulate it in some other venue. Because then the more I say it, the more I've got it. And especially when you counsel somebody, those things will go deep into your own heart. Isn't the gospel more precious every time you give it? Isn't it even sometimes clearer when the Holy Spirit empowers you to give the gospel to someone? It's the same way with the other truths that are in your life. So the more you study about God and the more you let God teach you, the more you have to offer. Now, those of you that still have children in your home, that's a few of you here, the best devotions we had as family devotions, and my kids were all there, came out of what I gained from the Lord directly in my own Bible study and time with Him. And then having the children share about their devotions, my wife share what she got, those were very alive, very exciting times because we are hearing how God spoke to them and it stirs us. That's why we like testimonies. And so family altar can be, a good portion of it can be teaching based upon the testimony of what God has done for you. It's very personal. You know, a lot of dads feel a little insecure about having family altar, and I just say, you know, just have a real walk with God, and you share it humbly and honestly how God dealt with you, and I'm telling you, it has a massive impact on your kids. When they realize God showed you that wasn't right, tell them. You know, be honest. And so, or the same thing, you're discipling somebody or just somebody that's a friend, do not be afraid to share truth. And you will find that it'll be a very important part of your life. And so you want to do what she suggests, and that is that teach your children, and this fits for any of you, even with adult children, teach your children how to journal about God, how to learn about their God, and to write down these different truths, because this book came out of her journaling is where that came from. That's why, you know, I have different size chapters and so forth. I think it's just simply they took what God had shown her about Himself, and so she wrote it down. And so that actually isn't this book just simply Mrs. Collier's own sharing what she learned. That's just the way it is. And but teach your children to do that. I have found that devotions come alive for children when they start journaling. And we have, by the way, the Christ Walk journals in an elementary form and in a teen form. If you're interested in those for your children, those are in the bookstore. And those could be a big help. And and especially to learn about God. In the very first 5 minutes of the Christ Walk pattern, it's all about praise, and it's going over the attributes of God and settling on one attribute of God. That is a great discipline to have. And it's life-changing every every time. And she talked about her teenager had done in-depth studies on My God is Gracious, My God is Sufficient, My God is All Wise, and that made quite a bit of difference in that life. And she's been thrilled with her adult children, how they've been able to take the material that they have learned and use it, you know, in their ministry. So you really, what you're doing is piling up truth in their lives so that they have a full depository of things that they can draw from. Now, one little angle here, and that is that as mothers with children that are, again, some of you have them that are younger or maybe in their young adult years, if they're walking with God, you need to ask them, what are you learning? And be willing, by the way, to take counsel from your children. It's amazing the insight your children can have that has a unique application to your own life. They're a chip off the old block. They think like you think. And don't always have to be the authority. You know, as they get older, let them. You know, listen, a 16-year-old can be a great help to you. I'm so deeply grateful for my mother. Over and over, she would ask me my counsel from sixth grade on up. And she was just trying to draw it out of me. I'm sure she didn't need my counsel, but I thought she did. You know, she fooled me. And, but I mean, see, I don't know how many hours we talked. And she said, what do you think about this? Would you, I need some help on this. And man, I'd go trying to find, I thought, you know, I can counsel. But it gave me, honestly, it prepared me for pastoral ministry, you know. And Mom was pretty honest. She would say, you know, how do you, she had insecurities from the past as an orphan. And she'd be telling me about that and ask what, you know, she needed some help on that, and I began to get, that's where a lot of understanding about insecurities really, I began to learn because of her. She began to go through menopause. She explained what she was going through, wanted help. Man, I tell you, I think I was in my young 20s, a young 20-year-old man trying to counsel a woman in menopause. That is a challenge, I'm telling you, but talk about preparation for ministry. My mother was so honest. She was so transparent. It was unbelievable. But I learned some things. I really did. And she listened. She actually listened to me. And she would write down what I said, and she would try to, if it was biblical, she would do it. It was just, it's a sweet thing. I wish you could meet my mother. She was just a down-to-earth person that just, she just wanted to do right. And so, learn to appreciate counsel that's biblical from those closest to you. It means a lot. So, but aren't you glad? If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now let me end with this. James 1 says, count it all joy when you fall into the different problems of life. Reckon it to be joy, not negative. That's your first imperative. Do you ever run into problems? Anybody ever have problems here? Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I knew you didn't, Joan, but I thought maybe somebody else did here. But if you have problems, the first thing you're supposed to do is whine and complain about it, right? Nope. Count it all joy. And then there's a reason why you count it all joy. Because tribulation worketh enduring faith. In other words, every trial you go through, God is giving to you for your benefit. And so you count it joy. And you don't understand it at the moment. You know, by the way, reckoning something to be joy when it ain't joy to you at the moment is really a tremendous spiritual victory.
Well, and then the next person that comes to you and they say, I have this problem, you say, well, I have that same problem.
Exactly. That's biblical. Yeah. So you're able to help others, like we mentioned. I appreciate that. Enduring faith, and then that causes us to be perfect and complete, lacking nothing in our lives. So when something happens, you go, well, God's working on another area. Amen. I don't know how it's all going to work out, but it's going to be joy. You know, that means that nothing in life throws you. You can actually have the joy of the Lord on a regular basis. And then the next verse is, if any man lack wisdom. And so God will give you the wisdom you need. He will counsel you based upon who He is to get you through that trial. Case closed. And don't doubt, because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You can count everything joy. So today, are you going to go through this day alone? No. Do you have everything you need? Yes, you do. You got to believe that. And now, it all is based on the fact that you love the Lord and want His will. You don't have everything you need to live your will, but you have everything you need to live His will. So some good things there to talk about in your studies there about how God teaches us, how He leads us, how He works with us, counsels us, the opportunities we have. Very practical thought on how good our God is. So I'll let you get going there.